players, it's a matter of discipline, really, right?
Yeah.
Because you have the financial resources to go to work and go back home, right? Because, I mean, that's essentially what you need to do to, like, insulate yourself as much as possible. But is that easy to do? Is that what you want to do? No. It requires, like, that same self-discipline that it takes to be great. And granted, there are people who are going to get it from other people not having that discipline. So you can't look at everybody who gets it and say, oh, well, there's a guy who's not disciplined and he's not focused. He could have gotten it from somebody else who wasn't. But for the most part, guys understand that they have to basically wrap themselves up in bubble wrap and that they have to do things, you know, be uncomfortable. And it sounds good to say, all right, look, I'll give you $500,000. I'll give you $1 million for the next 7 months to go to work and go home, right? And not fraternize with other people, all of that stuff. It sounds good until you're actually in practice and you feel like your freedoms and your, you know, and you're being neglected or wrong some kind of way. You're hurt. It's a family outing. Your kid has a game. Like, it's all good until you actually get in it every single day. And I think that's what's proving hard for not just football players, but people in the country.
George Reister's with us, played in the NFL, played with the Jaguars, Giants, went to Oregon, prepped in San Fernando Valley, right? Sherman Oaks.
Yep.
So I want to lean on your LA knowledge, and you know you're at Fox Sports Radio. I want to lean on your LA knowledge, and let's talk a little Chargers here. The narrative with the Chargers is, hey, this looks like a pretty solid team, but they can't win freaking close games. I mean, going back to last year, George, one score games, they're 3-14. What do you think is going on? You know, it's interesting. I was actually looking back at your history. I think your rookie year on the Jaguars, you got out of the gates at like 2-9, and I was counting like five games were within like a touchdown. You guys were losing a lot of close games. Like, what happens to a locker room?
Yeah, but we were bad.
Okay.
We were bad.
Okay, so that's a difference. So, the Chargers have a chance, but I just, like, when you're decent, like, what happens? How do you keep that from infiltrating the locker room? Like, we can't win close games.
All right. Okay, so here's the truth. So Anthony Lynn was, I think, our DB coach in Jacksonville my first year or two there.
All right.
And so I know him. I know some of the other coaches on the staff. I like them. I think he's a good coach. Obviously, he's a good motivator. His teams are getting out the leads, right? But when you consistently lose this many games, this many close games, there is an element of coaching that goes into it. And that doesn't mean that Anthony Lynn should be fired. It just means that he needs to make some adjustments. And some of those adjustments are embracing analytics of sports that go on now. Like, every single day, the numbers say. So after you pass your own 35, you should be playing every single first down like you have four downs to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should not be playing it like, I have three downs and then I have to punt. No, the numbers and the numbers on fourth down, aside from fake punts, from all of this, like, teams are converting higher percentages on fourth downs than they are on third down. And you're actually going to set a record this year, which was a record last year as well, for the amount of times that teams have gone for it on fourth down. They're converting over 50% on fourth downs, but only 30-something percent on third down. And a lot of times also on fourth down, these teams, they line up in these tight formations, put three tight ends and two fullbacks and try to run it up the middle. Why wouldn't you just run your best play? Run it out of your regular offense and run your third down play like you're going to go for it on fourth down. And once you get to second, fourth and two, three, like, those are very tough for defenses to stop. And that's where the Chargers can be better, is continuing to keep that foot on the gas instead of trying to take the air out of the football in the fourth quarter. Like, you can't run your four-minute offense trying to run the clock out in the beginning of the fourth quarter, no matter how much you're up.
Put the records aside, George. Who's the better team, the Chargers or the Raiders?
You can't put the records aside. You are what your record is. I mean, granted, some people have had tougher times, easier times, but you can't trust the Chargers with a lead right now. And the Raiders are playing good football, winning games. So I'm going to go with the Raiders. Like, you are what your record is.